Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know. Before we go, bell peppers and many chilies, as you may already know, are the same species. Seems kind of obvious, right?
Yeah.
However, I always thought that it was the hot peppers that had mutated or evolved or whatever. No, it's the bell peppers that are different. Like the hot peppers are the ones that are how they're supposed to be.
Yes.
The bell peppers are the ones that have a mutation that makes them incapable of producing the chemical capsaicin, which is what makes hot peppers hot.
That's interesting. I would never thought that.
Yeah. CBS. I remember when this scandal came down. CBS used to artificially add bird sounds in to golf coverage. Just, you know, because when it's quiet and all that, you want to have something going on.
Yeah.
And so they would add in bird sounds. Until the year 2000, some bird expert is watching a golf tournament on CBS and goes, "Hey, those bird sounds aren't right for where this golf tournament is. They don't have any birds." And I'm assuming that's what he sounds like. And he exposed the entire scam. Such as it is. Okay. 10 people, count them, 10 have died inside the White House in its 221 years in existence. However, that only includes two presidents, William Henry Harrison, Zachary Taylor. Abraham Lincoln was down the street. I thought George Washington would have, but I guess he was president. Yeah, so only two presidents. 8 other people have died inside the White House. And it does not say here who they are. And I'm going to be honest with you, I ain't asking.
Don't you want to speculate, though? Like,
That sounds like something I don't need to know. That sounds like, you know, and you can make all the jokes you want. We'll just leave it there. We say o'clock when we say, like, it's almost 10 o'clock. Because in the 13th through the 17th centuries, clocks were not a particularly big deal. So when somebody would tell you the actual time that they got from a clock and not from a sundial, or if they were just guessing, they would say, "Why, it is 4 of the clock." And because we're lazy and things evolve and, you know, that kind of thing, that just became o'clock. And that's why we say it the way that we say it now.
So lazy. It's funny, though.
Well, kind of. Yeah. You know, after a while, we're like, I ain't saying that. No. Four of the clock. They just, you know, pared it down. Kellogg's picked the name Pop-Tarts. Not because of how they pop out of the toaster.
No, that's what I would have guessed.
Yeah, none of that. Back when they introduced the product in the 60s, Andy Warhol was one of the biggest celebrities out there. And his big thing, you know, the Campbell's soup cans, the paintings, you know, the Marilyn Monroe painting,
yeah,
and they're very
yeah.
colorful and all that. Yeah. So Andy Warhol, that was called pop art. And that was a really big deal. Andy Warhol's pop art movement was really huge. And they were like, well, be cool for the kids and whatever. And so because of pop art, these little pastries that Kellogg's was making that you could throw in a toaster were called Pop-Tarts.
They did it to be trendy.
And it stuck because they're groovy, baby. Groovy. And that's the more you know before we go. And we will go right after Kayla's Got a Joke.
The Chet Buchanan Show.